Young. Happy Friday, Sonny.
Happy Friday, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand there's a big race in Germany this weekend.
Kim, Sunday's 42nd BMW Berlin Marathon in Germany once again is shaping up as a possible record-setting race. 10 world records have been set on the flat and fast course, including last year when Kenya's Dennis Kimeto clocked the current mark of 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. Kimeto is not running in Berlin Sunday, but several other speedy Kenyans are ready to make world record attempts. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with one of them. Here's Andy.
We're talking with Eliud Kipchoge, who's running in the BMW Berlin Marathon on Sunday. He's had a great year. He won the London title in late April. And, of course, as any track and field fan knows, he's made a wonderful transition from being one of the best track runners in the world. Eliud, you, like so many of the Kenyans, seem cool, calm and collected before a race, the way you're sitting in here, almost like a Buddha, a Zen-like figure. Are you really that calm inside?
Yes, I'm really calm and I'm looking forward for Sunday. Yes.
Does that mental aspect of preparation play an important role for you? Of course, you've got to be in great shape, but mentally, do you have to get yourself in great shape for a race like this in Berlin?
The important thing is actually training, to train very hard and make sure your body is fit. And then above all is your mind. That's you should be mentally fit to handle the trainings and also the race.
Is that something that you practice in training? When I say practice, I mean obviously you're going out and you're running, and of course in Kenya you've got training partners who are very good. They're of your standard. So is there a sense of that preparation of the mind as well every time you go out for a group run?
Yes, mind should be actually in a good, actually fit when also in trainings, because training actually is not easy. It's hard, it has challenges, actually, but you should be able to handle. You know, sport is today you are up, tomorrow you are down, and you should accept that. So, because I'm training with many people, I'm training with a lot of actually very high profile athletes, and that's what makes my mind to be really comfortable.
What are your impressions of Berlin Marathon? How do you rate it as a course?
I think I rate as the fastest course ever in the whole world, because it's flat and the weather is actually perfect. So the course for Berlin actually is the best in the whole world.
Well, that's quite a recommendation. You talk about the people you train with and how you have to be in top shape to match them. Of course, one of them is Emmanuel Mutai. So how's he been going in training?
Emmanuel is my training mate. We have been training very well for the last 4 months, and we hope for the best on Sunday because of our trainings and everything, and we actually foreseeing a good race on Sunday.
Your training partner, especially of your standard and Emmanuel's standard, there must be. Is there a sense of rivalry when you're going out doing, say, just an easy recovery run? Do you switch off when you do that?
In sport, personally, we don't have a rivalry because this is sport, and sport is about competing. Sport is about, after competing, you get your results, and that's what a sport is. We don't have rivalry ever.
Right. Well, certainly they'll be competing on Sunday in the BMW Berlin Marathon. Eliud Kipchoge, all the best for the race. Thanks very much, Eliud.
Thank you. Thank you all.
The energetic Andy Edwards also caught up with a couple of local favorites in Berlin.
I'm standing here just before the Berlin Marathon 2015 and with two very fine runners. One who's won the BMW Berlin Marathon. That was 25 years ago. Uta Pipig, who's had some wonderful performances in her career. We'll be hearing from Uta several reasons why she's here, and someone who is going to be racing on Sunday in the BMW race, and that's Anna Hanna, going to, well, get the Olympic qualifying time. That's her target, and she had her best ever marathon, 2:26:44, last year. First of all, with Anna, you had a trial run on the Olympic course in Rio in July, but this is really an important race for you, isn't it? Not just what you can do, but the target of that Olympic norm?
Yeah, the Olympic norm for me, that's the big goal. I want to race for Germany next year in the Olympic Games in Rio. And so I want to run very fast at Berlin Marathon. And of course, the Olympic standard is one goal, but I want to run even a bit faster. I want to break my PB because it was such an amazing feeling to cross the finish line and see the 2:26 on the watch. So that's my goal for Sunday.
And you've said how much Berlin, the atmosphere, the people, the course means to you. We know what it meant to Uta, the first unified Berlin Marathon 25 years ago, but just give us a feel of what it's like to run in Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin is, for me, it's like coming home. It's my marathon city because it's already the third marathon I can race in this city, and the people, they are so welcoming and they cheer me up. And yeah, for me, it's feeling like, okay, that's my town, my city. That's the best city for me to run a fast marathon.
Well, Uta Pippi, you're a citizen of many cities, countries, the USA, Germany, your foundation, Take the Magic Step for charity. 25 years ago, you going to the start line and winning the first ever all-Berlin marathon. That must still be a great memory for you.
It is, and I think it's for many. So many, 25,000 people ran back then, and you know, it was a special, very special day to run together united through both parts of the city for the first time after, you know, we had the Cold War and the Berlin Wall came down in 89. So I'm very happy that I was able to run this race and with so many people and with so much joy and finishing it, then winning it too, coming from East Germany as an East German running girl, was special.
Yeah, I mean, you and I are somewhat older. You were running. I was working here 25 years ago as a journalist. And Anna made us feel very old because she said she was barely a year old then. But it seems to feel, you know, in German they say Berlin bleibt doch Berlin. Berlin is always Berlin. There's something really essential about it. That seems to be true for this marathon as well.
Right, and especially, I mean, I have, for instance, just apartments still in Berlin, not just a baggage, you know. But it is, Berlin is so special. The people are excited about their race. They love the runners. They love Anna. You know, they are so open and welcoming. They love their sport. They love to run and to be fit, and they love freedom. So maybe that's the special connection from 25 years ago where we all ran into freedom and the united, you know, future.
Anna, have you had a chance to be picking Uta's brains about racing on Sunday? I mean, we know you're an international runner, you've run championships, but I mean, any kind of information being shared?
Yeah, I think she has so much positive energy, and I think smiling is an important factor. It was an important factor for her during racing, and I realized that's also very important for me, because if you smile, the people smile back, and this gives you a lot of energy, and this helps me to run even faster.
That's an interesting question, because I've talked to some Kenyans. I mean, Wilson Kipsang, who was the world record holder in the marathon, saying, "You look so relaxed, Wilson." He says, "Yes, it's important. I radiate confidence in my body." And Uta, with your yoga, which you've been doing for many years, you know, and the joy you show in running, it's a mental and a physical thing, is it?
Absolutely. I think positive energy, if you are able to regain your strength by having positive energy all the time, you come into a state of very cool relaxation. And very cool relaxation is the key for fast running. So if you want your goal, but you want it in a way that it comes to you, then you mostly succeed.
Well, cool relaxation, Anahan, is that what you're thinking? Well, when you go to the start line, I mean, I suppose you have lots of different thoughts in your mind, but when you're on that line on Sunday.
Yeah, it's if you want it too much, then you get, you are not relaxed, and you have to be relaxed to run free and easily. So with the smile on my face, it helps me to have this, easy running style.
Well, Anahana, we wish you all the best for getting that Olympic qualifying time for Germany in the BMW Marathon on Sunday. Uta Pippi, a return to the city where you won so in such magnificent style 25 years ago. All the charity efforts you're going to be involved in, and your running and stuff, and the yoga and everything. Take the magic step. Thank you very much to both of you. Thank you, Anna and Uta.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Of America.
Rugby World Cup news now on the VOA. The two-time world champion Springboks of South Africa will try to bounce back Saturday when they play Samoa in Birmingham, England. The Springboks suffered a 34-32 loss to Japan in their opening match, a result described as the biggest upset in Rugby World Cup history. In action Thursday, the defending champion All Blacks of New Zealand powered to a 58-14 win over Namibia at Olympic Stadium in London. Namibia's captain, flanker Jacques Berger, says it was a real thrill to play the All Blacks.
As soon as you don't enjoy that days like this, and as soon as you don't find any pride against playing against the best side, the All Blacks, and then you can stop playing this game, you know. I think so. A lot of these boys, half of these boys are 8-5ers, you know, and to play against the All Blacks on the world stage, to face the Haka, I think it was a special moment for us.
We heard Namibian captain Jacques Berger say how his team is made up of 8-5ers. Namibia's lineup included a dentist, a few farmers, and even a diamond trader. From London, skipper Jacques Berger and the Namibian team now travel southwest to Exeter, England, where they'll play Tonga in their next match on September 29th. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. I tweeted a quote I heard from Uta Pippig during her interview with the energetic Andy Edwards. If you're able to regain your strength by having positive energy all the time, you come into a state of very cool relaxation. The quote got retweeted by a few folks, including Uta Pippig, the former women's winner of the Berlin, Boston, and New York City marathons. I'm